Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're going to ask a number of what-if questions. I believe it's important to stop and think strategically about what's happening in the business world that can materially affect your own business. But before you can think strategically, you need to ask a bunch of what-if questions. Over the past several decades, we've become accustomed to living in a world that has been largely moderate in response. We've had a decade of moderation, of broad economic prosperity, and of localized problems. We're so accustomed to calm, predictable, linear situations that we can't wait for things to return to normal. But what if there's not going to be a return to normal? What if we will experience crisis after crisis after crisis in the economy? We had a pandemic, which shut down the economy for nearly 2 years. One of our projects experienced two major hurricanes back-to-back, 5 weeks apart. What if you were to suffer not just one major storm, but two? What if you were to have a major surge in inflation? What if lending were to dry up like it did in 2008? We are experiencing changes in the lending market where some lenders have simply exited the market entirely. What if the lender who sent you a term sheet suddenly decides to change the loan terms, maybe reduce the loan-to-cost ratio or the loan-to-value ratio? They might still be lending, but the loan might not be suitable for you any longer. We don't know what's around the next corner. Could it be another surge of COVID-19? Could it be an extended period of elevated inflation? What if there's no return to normal? What if we see an expanded proxy war between NATO and Russia? What if we see a more direct economic war between the U.S. and China? Is our banking system safe? How many more banks will face liquidity issues? What if investors freeze up and decide to wait for distressed properties before putting their chips back on the table? Will waiting for distress become a self-fulfilling prophecy? Will the actions of central bankers help the economy, or will they make things worse? What if oil goes up to $150 a barrel? What if oil drops to $40 a barrel? What would it mean for your projects? What if the political agenda changes the building code, causing an overnight increase in construction costs? What if insurance premiums were to double or triple? Every single one of these what-if questions is completely plausible. They're not outlandish. What if one or more of these came true? How would you handle them? This is a time when things are changing rapidly and erratically, and it's difficult to hold assumptions constant. Our economy has suffered several shocks. The pandemic initially disrupted supply chains and employment relationships. Aggressive stimulus spurred more demand that further aggravated and bottlenecked the economies when they reopened. And last year, the war in the Ukraine sent food, energy, and commodity prices soaring. Vladimir Lenin had a famous quote when he said, "There are decades when nothing happens, and then there are weeks when decades happen." I'm not quoting Lenin for any reason other than it seems like a profound quote. I'm not a communist, and I don't promote Lenin's economic theories. Most of the predictions we hear, we read, and we see in the media, well, they're just downright wrong. Those who are skilled in making predictions usually indicate the trajectory of their forecast, but not necessarily the timing. The fact is, we live in a world where uncertainty exists, and the art lies in seeing the solid ground underneath the turbulent waves that are at the surface. This becomes an exercise in risk management. In proper, formal risk management, we separate the likelihood of an event happening from the impact of that event happening. And I often hear risks being dismissed because of the low likelihood of occurrence. But if the impact of that risk poses an existential threat to you or your project, you want to understand it better. Merely saying it's low risk is not helpful. When we develop contingency plans, these are developed in the context of single isolated risks, but when problems arise, they're often linked. I'll give you a simple example. What are the chances of a power outage? Well, what are the chances of a communication outage? And what are the chances of a fire? Each of these, independently, might seem incredibly low. Surely the chances of all three happening at the same time are much, much lower than the chance of each of these risks individually. But wait a minute, if you have a fire, chances are good your communication systems will be disrupted, and so will you experience a power system failure as a result of the fire. So these risks are actually linked together. They're not independent, at least in some scenarios. And I can give you many examples of risks that are often linked. So when you're performing risk analysis and you're asking these what-if questions, you have to start not only looking at contingencies, but actually training on how to solve problems with these contingency plans. If airline pilots didn't practice failure scenarios over and over again, we would see a vastly different safety record for commercial aviation. It's because the designers of aircraft and the flight instructors have put together training manuals that ask thousands of what-if questions, and then they assert what to do when that risk comes true. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.